Hello and welcome to the Long Spatula podcast. And in this episode, your boys, me and Ryan, are just sitting back, relaxing. We're just winging it around. So, yeah, enjoy this one. This one we recorded last year. Take it all in.
It's time for the moment you've been waiting for.
Ooh, he's only gonna written it down.
A week in review.
Hello and welcome to the Long Spatula podcast. How you doing, Ozan?
Well, Ryan, I've got my binoculars looking out the window of Spat Towers. And I see a bird. I see its wings.
Yeah.
Looks like it's winging
Ooh,
it.
Birds with wings. Wait, what are you saying?
No. that bird looks like it's winging it, Ryan. And I think we are too, because that's right. That's a... You know, free form conversation. It's winging it.
That's it.
Winging it with Ryan, or
winging it. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're winging it because we don't know what else to talk about. That's right. This is the your favorite podcast coming to you through the airwaves on 18th of December, 2020. And Ozan, I don't know about that that date. You know, of significance because it's. 7 days till, you know, the 25th of December. All there is to be said about, you know, it's just the 25th. That's all there is.
That's all there is. It's just a day that, you know, it's just any other day. But it's a spectacular day, Ryan. You know why? Because at some point.
That's a huge occasion.
Some point in and around that day, we're probably going to be doing a Christmas spectacular, aren't we? Like, we did a Halloween spectacular.
A Christmas special.
Yeah.
That went well, and now we can do a Christmas one, but we don't know what to do for it. I mean, what kind of ideas are going on in your mind, Ozan, you know, off the top of your head?
Well, I think last time we did, like, did we need Father Christmas? For any listeners wondering what did we need him is, that's like a segment where me and Ryan look back at someone in history and, like, you know, it's like a history lesson. It's a long spatula history lesson. And then, we came up with some bangers. Like, you guys didn't know Santa's actually a Turkish guy, you know, getting fat from all those, like, also, shish kebabs.
Also, one of our rules, though, with that feature was that we can't talk about people that are dead, that are alive. And isn't technically Santa Claus alive?
No.
But he's not real?
He's dead.
So where on the line would that fit? Is it libelous? Is it, like... Because he's dead, but he's also alive, but not real. But he never...
No, Santa's real.
To begin with.
He was a real guy.
Wait.
In Turkey.
So he's based on a real person. What do you mean?
But we went over this, Ryan. Santa was a guy in Turkey. And he was going about giving, you know, putting things in people's houses. And that was Christmas.
Wasn't he one of the saints, though? No, he was one of the saints, right? But which, I mean, obviously, he's probably, you know, was based on a real person who is no longer living.
Yeah.
But when you say Santa Claus, you're talking about the guy that, you know, you're talking about Santa.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Turkish guy who went around giving gifts.
There is no Turkish guy. There is no Turkish guy. What do you... There never was.
What? Okay, fine. The commercial idea of Santa, fine. We can't make fun of him because, you know, his lawyers will come out and, you know, like, what is it? Libel law, right? Like, you're only allowed to say false things about people that are dead for some legal technicality. That's why we do. We do that. did we need him segment? But we. If you're listening and you think Santa is still real, then. By all means, you know, he's still alive.
Continue thinking that. Ozan, you went on a trip, didn't you?
I did. I went on a trip into my mind. And, you know, this is an episode about winging it, Ryan, and something shocking happened on this trip. I passed by a billboard sign and I saw something pretty controversial and I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Okay. All right.
So, You know McDonald's, right? McDonald's.
Yeah. You know, you go there, you get yourself a cheeseburger, whatever.
Yeah, you can get a cheeseburger, yeah. Big Mac. You can also get...
All sorts.
Jerk chicken.
No.
Yes.
No. No, you can't. I'm sorry. What are you talking? No. You,
trust me. Simpler. Like, McDonald's are doing jerk chicken burgers, and I
want. Wait, I need to look this up.
Because you were mentioning that I went on holiday, so like, yeah, to all the listeners, I went on a holiday with my girlfriend. We went to like West Country, but like on the as we were leaving London and as we were coming back, like all the billboards, like, you know when they come out of the McRib, right, like as a big event, yeah. Now the next big thing on Christmas, for some reason, is the I don't know what it's called. It's like the McJerk burger. I don't know.
But, so it's called, I found it. It's called the jerk chicken sandwich. 2 pieces of succulent crispy chicken with a spicy jerk sauce. I feel like we should read this in like a Jamaican accent.
Exactly. May go on, give it that Guyanese twist.
Beechwood smoking bacon. Pepper jack cheese. So beechwood smoked bacon. We're a fan of beechwood over here at Long Spatula.
Oh, yeah. Or smoked applewood. Yeah, you remember that? Cheese.
Beechwood smoked bacon, pepper jack cheese, slivered onion, and lettuce in a sourdough bun. What? How many calories do you think it is? Kcals.
I think it's probably like 500. Oh no, about 330.
It's 564. Here's the thing. You mentioned the McRib, right?
Yeah.
That also, I watched this guy on YouTube, he's a pretty nice dude, you know, he's called Lunchtime Review, and he eats like the strangest stuff. Some of them are strange, some of them are good. Sometimes he does restaurant reviews, right?
Yeah.
And he recently reviewed the McRib, so apparently that's back as well. But not only do we have that, we also have this weird thing, because the jerk in it doesn't even look like jerk. It looks like you know what it looks like? It looks like chicken chop jerk. I'll put it in my link so you can see.
What is it? Just jerk sauce? Because like, it looks like from the, you know, to the untrained eye, it still looks like just a regular old burger, right? I don't know, like, it's battered, like, so you can't see what's going on underneath, all the goodness and all the flavors and all that, right?
It looks really tasty, but do you know much about the McRib? Because not a lot of people do.
I've never eaten it. Well, it's just because, I don't know, the idea that you can, what did they do? They stretched out the rib meat into burger shape. Like, I always feel like McDonald's burgers are just grown in a lab where, like, it's just like a test tube. They shake it and then, like, a burger just comes out.
It's not even, like, a burger. It's, like, a rat or something. And they inject it and then it like, morphs into a burger shape.
Oh, my God.
No. Have you seen what it looked like? Do you see the picture of the thing?
Yeah, no, so I'm looking at the jerk burger now. But, like, so it's got some sauce at the bottom. It could be a McChicken sandwich for all I know, right? It's got a bit of bacon in there. It's got a bit of sauce the dripping down the bottom.
The first thing I see when searching this, McDonald's accused of cultural appropriation for jerk sandwich. What the fuck, honestly?
That's the thing, is, like, you know these companies, right? Like, they have all... They take a lot of care with their brand image. So I'm wondering if they knew it would drum up some sort of controversy.
You just can't do anything.
Like, no.
Oh, chicken is now cultural appropriation.
What was it? I think Jamie must have sent in the group chat where like someone was going around Croydon talking about, what was it? Jamie Oliver's jerk rice. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, jerk rice, yeah.
And they're like, they're just like basically a compilation of just confused Jamaican guys like, jerk rice? You can't, like, it's just so controversial.
You can't jerk rice, you can't jerk rice.
Oh, wait,
No, what is it?
Oh, wait, okay, but Ryan, okay, fine, like, are you okay, man? but Ryan, you know, you're Guyanese, you know?
Sure.
Your parents probably know how to cook up a bit of, you know, rice and peas and ting, you know?
Sure.
Get them steel pans, like, boom, ba-ding, you know? All that action going on. Does the idea of a jerk chicken sandwich made by Ronald McDonald himself, you know? Ronald is probably a pretty, like, I can imagine a Jamaican guy called Ronald, you know? Ronald McDonald, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, apologies.
Yeah.
You know, he's you know, probably had a bit of a Rasta phase. Started looking at the McChicken, looking at that, you know, reggae sauce, thinking, you know what? Put them two together. Jerk chicken sandwich.
That's exactly what happened. I want to try this. Because the McRib, I want to try that as well, just for the novelty of it. It's basically, the ribs aren't actually ribs. They're like, they're reconstituted, kind of, their pork. It's pork pressed into the rib-shaped patty and then cooked and then put on with the rib sauce, right? And which sounds disgusting, but, you know.
Yeah, you say that, but that's the definition of a chicken nugget, and we eat those up, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
So it's fine. I think it's just the idea of that it's, like, couldn't you just take ribs and then take the meat off of the ribs? Like, why do you have to make it, you know? It's like they're cutting corners at even the base level. Like, they can't even get a rib.
I bet you they just go into the back, right? And then there's this, like, 3D printing machine which just, like, shoots out, like a... You know how a 3D printing machine works, where you feed in the plastic and then it melts it?
Mm-hmm.
It probably just, like, has, like, a tube of bread, like, liquid bread that it just, like forces out the funnel, and then, like, liquid salad. And
I'm
then...
sorry, what are you talking about?
liquid... Like, what, you know, like, it is actually a thing that you can 3D print food now. Like,
yeah.
So I'm just thinking if, like, that's probably how they managed to get such a consistently, like, because it all tastes the same, right? McDonald's always, like...
It's all,
Yeah.
it's a franchise, it's all manufactured, you know, maybe in a factory, rather, and then sent to the franchises, and they cook it however they need exactly. to, right?
I think so.
Sure. But, you know, I kind of wonder, though, why are ribs so good? You know, are you a fan of ribs?
Yeah, well, I just like pork in general. Like, it's just the kind of, like, it's like a guilty pleasure. You know, it's like the worst thing for you. But, like, there's just something mm-hmm. about, like, you don't even need to season it. I don't know, like I'm always that guy at the bar that brings, like, pork belly slices to the barbecue, because, like, that's the one that, like, everyone goes for. And you don't even need to put any salt or pepper, just, like, straight on the grill.
Pork is good. I think, though, like, I can give or take pork, you know? I mean, it's good, you know, a bit of bacon or, you know, you know, I would never turn down some ribs,
exactly.
I'd say. But, you know, it's good, right? But why are the ribs so good? Like, because, you know, listener and Ozan, you know, feel your ribs for a bit. Do you feel like the meat there is particularly tasty? You know?
I mean...
Is this turning into a Halloween episode?
Exactly.
Very fun.
Watch how, like, just, like, I edit in just, like, some bone-crunching noises, like...
Yeah. It feels pretty good to me. Let me have a little slurp of this. No.
I don't know, like... I couldn't give you the gastronomic, like, science behind it, but there must be just something to, like, the fact that, you know, ribs are, like, they protect all your vital organs, right? It's like, so like a rack of ribs is just like a hug, you know, a hug in a uh-huh. on a plate where it wraps around just your.
It comes with its own plate because it's got all that stuff. Oh, and it mixes with, like, you know, I don't know. Let's not get into
that. Oh,
so you saw this jerk.
Advertised. Saw this jerk chicken advert.
That was the highlight of
your okay, no, that wasn't the highlight. But yeah, so I was saying we went to, like, it was like a proper road trip. Yeah, we went to there's this place called Dunster in Exmoor, which is near Cornwall. So basically West England, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, for the longest time, you know, for, like, most of my life, I'm like, mate, I'm not like, who wants to go to some place in England? Like, what's going on in England, man? It's just, like, crumpets and tea and stuff, right? Like, you know?
No, I mean, well, some of the countryside is nice, isn't it? I guess that's where you went.
See, like, and had you said that, you know, to me before, I would have been like, what are you talking about, huh? You know? Mate, we got, this is London, you know? We got, like, buses, we got technology, we have technology.
We're not cavemen, we have technology.
But yeah, there is just something about, like, just, you know, going on a walk, you know, getting your boots on some good old English soil, you know, good old, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
There's,
I won't go that far.
There's nothing like some good old English soil, singing the national anthem, shedding a little tear.
Tea and crust, you know? And then, yeah.
And just think, this is a jolly good show, Ryan. Jolly good show.
Looks
like Gustav's agreeing with me.
Yeah. I guess you want on a little a walk or whatever.
A constitutional walk, Ryan. You know, we marched around the countryside and took a sniff of jolly old England, and it was nice. It was good, but
kind of makes me wonder because I've never been camping before. Maybe we should go camping.
That would literally just be an episode, like, what, camp outside our house, right? Waiting for the seabird to attack. Imagine that, though. No, you know what, like, because the thing is, this is how it's going to go, Ryan. So basically, we'll go camping, right? We'll have all the gear.
Will be there as well.
Jamie will be there. We'll be wearing our anti-sea rhinoceros undergarments, you know. We'll have everything good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in a tent, you know. Well, separate tents, you know, not the same one, you know.
I think the same one. Okay, we can. Same bed as well.
But separate sleeping bed. And then, you know, a little scorpion comes in.
Uh huh.
Has a little nibble at your toes.
Little scorpion fella.
You know the zombie movies where like, there's always that one guy that, like, he's looking a bit under the weather and he's like, oh, I'm fine, don't worry about it. And then he rolls up his sleeve and there's just, like, an infected, and then, like...
And then I'm like, okay, we can't let him in, you know, we can't let him into the ship because he's, you know, he went in. And then, he's having lunch one day and then, bam, it just bursts out of his stomach.
Exactly.
I mean, have you ever seen a scorpion in your life over here?
I mean... no, but that's past the point. Okay, so scorpion comes in the tent, you know.
I mean, I guess you're not safe, right? Because it's, you know, anything could happen. You're fending for yourself. You know, who knows if there's some. I guess we're just too sheltered for that camping life. And maybe we should just. Maybe it's just not for us.
Exactly. Maybe we'll just go back home.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I think it wouldn't be so bad. But like, I think for you, like, just one thing I've noticed about you is that you always, like, I feel like if we're eating, you have to have some technology in front of you. Like you can't just like eat.
Yeah.
You have to have a screen.
I hate insects as well. So we'll be out.
Bugs. Oh my god! Oh wait, do you remember? Do you remember that bug that time when we were in Birmingham?
Yeah.
Oh man, I wish you recorded the scream. The scream was the best. Oh
I think
my god!
I ran as far as any of the girls there. And the higher pitch.
but you know, like aside from that, yeah, it would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? You know,
camping. It'd be great. Yeah, you were literally saying all the things. Fine.
But well, yeah, we didn't go camping, but we went to like a country cottage, so like proper old school cottage, and had like a fireplace, you know, putting the logs in, going like, you know, trying to get
a roaring fire. And
you know when you said that, I'm just thinking of Squidward shaking his butt, like, yeah.
Yeah. Just...
And a nice roaring fire.
I mean,
oh my god!
So you had a cottage and some
logs. Cottage.
So you have to put logs in there.
Putting logs in there, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, I made anytime we go out and like on a holiday trip, I always like try and cook something new. So you know, this time I got my cooking chops out, and I was like, you know what? Let me make something just like clean, because we wanted to go to like get like a pub meal at some point later on. So I thought, okay, let's just get like a, let me make like a light meal. So I went on, oh, wait. You know what, Ryan? This is kind of sounding like a familiar segment, Ryan.
Ooh.
This is Ozan's cooking. This is
Ozan's cooking.
This is Ozan's cooking segment. Ooh. Ozan's cooking segment.
Okay. Glad we got that over and done with.
So, Ryan, all right, this is Ozan's cooking segment, and it does what it says on the tin. I'm going to be talking about, you guessed it, cooking. It's going to be a segment in which that will be discussed.
And it's going to be a segment. Yeah. What Ozan cooks. Now, the segment. I will soon be starting the segment after the intro, of which this is the part of... Okay.
So, Ryan, you want to live clean? You want to live a clean life?
Yeah.
I thought so.
An undisturbed clean life, yeah.
So, you might be wanting some of... Some salmon, some lentils, and some rocket in your life, because those are pretty good. Healthy combination. And this is a very quick meal to make, Ryan. So basically, what you do,
we need our ingredients, Ozan. What
do
we need? So
what you do? What you do is you go to the shops. You go to the shops and you make sure you get 4 fillets of. Salmon, wild salmon.
Okay,
I would say get some wild boys.
Wild salmon. Okay.
Get 100 grams of rocket salad. Some of that rocket up in there.
Okay.
Poi lentils, 200 grams. Ryan, see, I'm giving you precise. I'm giving you precise. Measurements here. Poi lentils.
Wait, why lentils though? How would the lentils work with it? Because lentils, don't you make it into a soup? You can make it into a soup.
So you can make like a lentil curry, make some like dal.
A lentil curry type thing, isn't it? That's
the term for it. But also, you can just use it as like rice, but something that you mix into the salad to give it more like of a body. Because I kind of feel like salad on its own. Like, I'll just be hungry, like, right after eating it.
I don't think I could have lentils on its own, where it's, like, chunky. Because when my mum cooks with lentils, she, you know, it turns into, like, a kind of soup. And the bits of lentils in there, they almost seem like, you know... Because like, I see some people working with lentils, they keep them in whole. And it's, like, a mix of them. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I guess that's what you're used to. But, Ryan, you know, that's why we're trying new things up in here, you know? Maybe you can try them whole. Because I feel like what you normally do is you put them in like a pressure cooker. You cook them for ages until they basically liquefy, right? That's what you do, I'm assuming. Or your mum.
Close. We don't have a pressure cooker. Well, she doesn't use a pressure cooker.
Okay, like a regular cooker.
I think she just uses a pot, right? Something. Anyway, moving on.
Here, you know, we're getting some poi lentils. 200 grams of those boys. Save them for later.
Those poise.
Get two sprigs of thyme. You know, and if you're lucky and you're good at foraging and you're going on your constitutional, you know, walk around the English countryside, you can get your picture this app, you know, walk around, find some herbs on the floor.
Fuck, put no. It in. What are you talking about?
Mate, that's no. the proper
is
countryside.
That what you did?
No, that's what don't I wanted to do. That. No, I wanted to do that. But like, it's like when I used the picture this app, the thing that we found wasn't like the right thing. But if it was, mate, I'll put it in 100%. Yeah.
I would not do that.
Well, yeah, because maybe you would just like, putting grass in it or something. But they find everything from the ground, mate. Like, just because it came from the shop. Yeah, like where do the herbs come from? They come from the earth, from the ground, and you can trust it. You can trust it because it came from the proper countryside.
The picture of this app. Okay, go on. Okay, so rocket.
No. Time. 2 sprigs of. Oh, okay, fine. Let me rewind. Okay, so you got 4 salmon fillets, wild salmon fillets. You got 200 grams of poi lentils. You got 100 grams of rocket. You got 2 garlic cloves. Thinly sliced. You got 2 sprigs of thyme. I think I already said that. You got 1 bay leaf, and all right. Set aside some rice vinegar, some honey, and olive oil, and salt, and pepper, and I think there's one more thing, which I may be forgetting. Nope, that's all of it. Okay, so.
Okay.
Now this is rice. the hardest thing to do is just make sure you prepare orders ingredients, right? Like that's all. This is really lightweight. So you chop up, chop up the garlics. You know, thin slices. Chop.
Can you use like a razor blade to cut to slice the garlic so it liquefies in the soup?
No, like an aristocrat? No, because we're not making soup. We're making a salad.
So you want it to be thin but not too thin.
Thin but not too thin. That's about right. That sounds right. Just like you know, medium thin. And then what you do is you get half of that those chopped garlics. What you also need is some vegetable stock as well. I think it's like maybe 800 milliliters of vegetable stock. You chuck the vegetable stock on a pot, you put the lentils in, and you put the bay leaf in and some of the garlic in. Make sure you cook them lentils properly. And then once the lentils are cooked, then you take...
How long? To cook it? And how will the people know that it's cooked?
It'll be soft to the touch. Let's say, you know, about 20 minutes. 20 cool. minutes sounds
cook
about right.
Cook them lentils.
Cook them lentils.
Okay.
Take out all the little bits in there. And then what you want to do is... start on the dressing, because the dressing is where all the flavor will come through. You know what I'm saying? So you
Ooh, it sounds good.
You get like a, you know, an old jam jar. Put in like
I don't know why that sounds so funny. Hearing you say jam jar. Okay.
Get an old jam jar. Put in a spoon of oil. Maybe a teaspoon. Put a tablespoon of oil. Of olive oil, put in a teaspoon of rice. No, 2 teaspoons of rice wine vinegar. Oh wait, okay. Also, get some honey. You need some honey for this as well. If I didn't say honey, put a teaspoon.
No, you did.
Yeah, teaspoon of honey. A tablespoon of water. Put the rest of the garlic, because I said like save half. Put the rest of the garlic in there.
Is this all for the dressing?
All for the dressing.
No wonder.
Dressing does all the work in this salad.
Okay.
And then, all right, you got your lentils, you got your dressing. Put some salt and pepper on your salmon. Put them on a grill for like 6 minutes. It's like
fuck. This shit sounds so good. Oh my god.
Oh,
it sounds so good.
And then, so
who?
Oh my god. That's, you know what, when I have my other mic, I can just mute myself when I do that. But and then, alright, so now you need to work on plating your meal, right? Like, this is a very important part of the dish. So you get your plate, you put your rocket in there, Backtrack. You need some mushrooms. You need like 200 grams of chestnut mushrooms and 200 grams of portobello mushrooms. You need to chop the chestnut mushrooms into eighths, and the portobello mushrooms need to be thinly sliced. And you're supposed to fry those mushrooms for like 15 minutes and then chuck them into the lentils and mix them up. Hopefully, you know, you're not following this in the chronological order, because, yeah, I'm sorry.
Man, and now I'm thinking, like, with the addition of the mushrooms, that would be so freaking filling now, which is good.
Yeah, there we go. So even
it's
Ryan's
like,
on board.
That's like a forest-style thing, you know? It's all stuff you can find in the forest.
Yeah, you go out there, catch your salmon, you know, catch the mushrooms, and catch your rocket. You need to put half the dressing into the mix of lentils and mushrooms. Yeah, they need to be all mixed up in there. And then you put some of the, like a portion's worth of the lentil mushroom mixture into the rocket, and then you toss it. You like mix it about, you know, make it all homogenous, you know, it's a me, you know, doing all that. Mm-hmm. And then you slap like a grilled salmon on top of it. And pour a bit more dressing over have some salad and lentils, and yeah, done. Job done.
Fuck, that sounds good. How was it?
It was so good. It was, out of 10. It's interesting because it's like, yeah, I guess with rating food, we have to have a scale of the food that we've rated on this show, right? And
we could start doing food reviews.
Yeah, well, because we did futu, right? I told you how to make futu, and that's like my favorite thing in the world. So that's a 10.
That's a 10.
So if that's the scale that we're dealing with, then I'm gonna say this rocket and salmon salad is probably about a 7.
A 7. Wow, a 7. That's pretty good then.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds decent. Amazing. So there you go. If anyone makes that, then send us the pictures of it to any of our social media or email us on longspatula@gmail.com.
And if
send us a spat mail.
Yeah, send us some spat mail. And if you do post it on social media, post what you make, use the hashtag "This is all sounds quick and sad."
The whole thing. This is all sounds quick and sad. This is all sounds quick and sad. All of that, yeah. You have to put all of that in for us to see it. Delicious.
There we go.
Ozan, I've remembered something that happened yesterday. No, 4 days ago.
Oh, shit.
It's some game chat. A bit of game chat. So while people are, you know, eating their fish and you know, they're like all cozy and everything, let's talk a bit about what's been going on in the world of Smash Bros.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Ooh! High score. Game chat.
It's not much to say, honestly, because it's just one announcement. But I don't know if you've seen who came out recently.
Wait, Kyle?
No. Damn, that was such a low blow. Oh, fuck. That was such a low blow. Oh, my God. Wow.
Moving on.
So who came out recently in Smash Bros? No, it wasn't who Ozan said. It was a certain one-winged angel, a certain Final Fantasy boy, Sephiroth.
Cloud?
Announced.
Who?
Well, he's the final boss in Cloud's game. He's the one with, you know, the long grey hair and stuff.
Is Zephyros?
I did not know this. Sephiroth.
I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about Final Fantasy.
You don't know these. Oh my god.
Zephyros. How can someone have one wing? Because
he's the one-winged angel.
Okay, wait. I'm looking this. Wait.
I
so
put
what?
In my
you,
links. I put
okay.
up in my links.
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, but how can you fly with one wing? Is he using his hair for the other wing? Sephiroth. Yeah. Sephiroth.
Sephiroth.
He looks like the guy from Yu-Gi-Oh with the Millennium Puzzle.
The thing is that he has a shirtless alt in there, so I think
he's like Pegasus.
I think they're doing some kind of a fan service sort of thing.
Well, maybe they're shipping him with like one that like Bayonetta or something. I don't know.
But yeah, so he's in now, and you know people are going like,
how are they still releasing new characters? That's what I'm like. Aren't they done?
Three more, but you know, I obviously I'm a big Final Fantasy fan and I love Sephiroth, but man, if we got Ultimisia, I'd have been a happy boy. Just saying, you know, if we got a shirtless Ultimisia, then whoo boy.
I mean Ryan, you know why this isn't good. This isn't good or bad news, because there's only one character in Smash Bros that I'll be excited for. Only one. Goku, man. Imagine.
Goku.
Imagine Goku. The final smash.
Game. No, fuck Goku.
Game.
Fuck Goku. It would be stupid because he is in a game.
Exactly. He's in so many games. He's in probably more games than this.
But he's not
this guy.
He wasn't originally.
Yeah, no, but you know, Akira Toriyama, you know, like, you know, he likes playing games. Yeah,
Goku's
in the game.
Would make it weird, but it would be good, but
it would be sick. If that's the last character, then I'm gonna be like, hats off to them. You know, they've done it. You know, I will buy out. Like, if Goku appears as Smash Bros, I will buy a Switch. Like, you heard it here first.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. But he's going to be in 3D. He won't be animated, probably. So are you fine with that?
He's 3D in all the games. Mate, why would they make him 2D anyway? That's like, what was it, Mr. Game & Watch or something?
Mr. Game & Watch.
Yeah, but just... But yeah. But okay, fine. I don't mean to, like, take the carpet from under you, you know?
Yeah, okay. Enough about that. So, moving on. What else is there to talk about, Ozan?
Well, Ryan, more about the trip. Because, you know, okay. I was out there in jolly old England, you know? God's greatest land. Smelling
sure, if you say so.
Fresh air, you know? But let's rewind a little bit, because as we were passing through, you know, as we were going around the country, we went through this little old town. You might have heard of it. Glastonbury. Have you been?
Oh, never been. Is it good?
Yeah. Well, like, because I guess you may know it. You probably know of it as like just a place where people go to festivals, like for the festival, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah. But there's actually so much going on in the city, like it's weird, because it's almost like if I was from another country and I went I wanted to do like a tourist trip around the UK, I'd probably like make the mistake of going to London and like what? Okay, maybe not a mistake, because there's loads to do in London, but like there's so much about West Country, I'd say, that like there's so much that like I feel like I was missing out on, because like I guess because like the experience of London, right? Okay, fine, you know, London Eye, you know, oh look, there's the Shard, you know, and then that's probably about it, right? You know, but like Glastonbury, there's like so much culture, like so much. Actually, it is actually a proper full on hipster town, because like they've got like it's the kind of place where like you'll see like you know, white person, the dreadlocks kind of vibes, like it's the kind of place where like kind of place where you'd see like
a homeless man on roller skates,
but then they're not homeless, that's just like the way that, you know, that's the hipster look, you
that's
know
just
I mean?
How they roll. That's just how they roll. Yeah.
Actually, that's a good pun there. That's how they roll. Roller skates, you know.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
And
good.
Yeah. You know, just something about it that's magical, man. It just reminded me of like, you know, Harry Potter vibes. Like every other shop kind of has like some sort of I don't know. Like I feel like what was it? One of the times we hung out, you probably got like a whiff of my interest in like. in the occult,
to
right?
Say whiff. Okay, whiff. Yeah. But it's not like Ozan's a secret, you know. He's just that he had to he had to research for a game, right?
Had to research it for a game.
Nothing
but
wrong with it.
Yeah. It's more just like, you know, like the like some people may be interested in like medieval mythology or Greek mythology. Just like the I don't occult. Know. Just like oh my god. Yeah, like. And anything to do with, like, I don't know, like, witches and wizards and all that kind of stuff. Like if it catches my eye, I'll have a little browse. It's just, like, full of all those kind of, like, shops where, like, you go in and there's, like you
so
know.
It's like Hogwarts, like you said.
Yeah. Like, wind chimes and all sorts of bangles and little knickknacks. Like, yeah, just, like, loads of cute stuff, basically. Like, yeah, definitely good tourist spot.
Sounds interesting.
Good for souvenirs. Good for some good memories. So yeah. Just want to end on that wholesome note for the trip. If you guys want to, or guys that want to come to the UK, our American listeners, or out anyone, there. Yeah,
60%, 69%, or is it? No, 420.
420%.
69%.
That number doesn't literally means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing.
But yeah, to the 420% people out there, yeah, come to UK, visit Glastonbury. It's a nice place, even outside the festival. Just saying, yeah. That's all I have to say about that, right?
Good. It sounds good. I mean, hell yeah. on that. Are we at the end of our episode? Because like 45 minutes.
Well, we're at the end of the trip. I think, yeah, probably time to end the journey. I think
it's about time we jump off and, you know, say goodbye to you guys for this week. But you don't have to say goodbye to us forever because, you know, we have a library of like 70 extra episodes now, all for free.
Yeah.
On everywhere you get your podcasts. So, you know, if you miss us for this week, don't worry. Where, you know, you can just go back a couple, 5 weeks back and have a listen, see if you, you know, see what we're talking about there.
And if you did all that and you still miss us, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know where to find us.
Long Twitch Spatula. As well. We live stream episodes live on Twitch.
That's indeed we do.
Twitch.tv/Long Spatula.
And
what else do we have, Ozan?
If you miss Ryan, Ryura.art.
That's Ryura.art, Ryura.art. You'll know me because I have the grey profile picture of Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul on there drawn. So follow me on that if you want, Ozan. Yeah. If you want to follow Ozan,
yeah,
then you need to go to his website.
That's my website, Oscar Sierra Alpha, November, November Echo, GBAYERE.com. That's OzanBioRare.com. And
you need to change that. You really need to change that.
Find my CV. Find my games. Play them.
Love me.
Love me.
Love me.
Hire me. Fire me.
Love me. Love me. Okay. And, you know, that's all we have time for today. But before we leave, comment question of the day. What's an interesting town you've been to recently that has surprised you? Let us know on any of our social media. Okay, so from us, Ozan and I.
Yep, I'm
Chris. Hey!